Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom. Today, my topic is treat relatives well. Before moving towards our topic, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is stated in Jaisi karni waisi bharni, as you sow, so shall you reap. A very beautiful book consisting of many parables. Two real sisters decided to marry their children with each other. The girl had a poor vision due to which she used to wear glasses. After some time, a discord surfaced between both the sisters to such an extent that one sister said to the other one, "I cannot marry my faultless son to your blind daughter." Having heard this, the other sister felt a massive shock because the one who found fault with her daughter was not anyone else but her real sister. Anyhow, her sister had gone after breaking off the relationship. On the other hand, when she reached home, she thought to shift the iron pipes to the roof, which were kept lying downstairs. She also included her son in this work. Suddenly, an iron pipe slipped from her hand and hit straight away the eye of her son, and his eye came out of its eyelid from its socket. She was absolutely stunned, and the words she uttered to her real sister started resonating through her ears. "I cannot marry my faultless son to your blind daughter." Now she started feeling ashamed of her manner, but there was no gain as her son had lost his eye. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard, on the basis of unimportant things, the people who break relations with their relatives bring disgrace upon them and commit the sin of hurting their feelings without any reason? They face disgrace and humiliation. Alas, nowadays in our society, kinship has become very delicate and sensitive, like a fragile thread. Due to the persistence of egotism, relatives have become bitter enemies of one another. Engagements are broken due to minor issues. Everyone wants to meet the rich relatives, but there is no one to ask the poor relatives. Children do not talk to their parents. Love between brothers is dying. Discord is surfacing between real sisters. Real brothers and sisters greatly hate one another. People meet their friends in a great manner, but when their relatives come to them, they do not even like to say salam to them. Our Lord has commanded us to treat our relatives well. In Ayah 38 of Surah Ar-Rum, Part 21, Allah Almighty has stated, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "Therefore, give the relative his right, and to the needy, and to the traveler. This is better for those who seek the pleasure of Allah, and only they have achieved their goal." May Allah Almighty enable all of us to always treat our relatives well. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Mujahid bin Yahya Balqi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, there was a Khurasani person who had been living in Makkatul Mukarramah for 60 years. Very pious and ascetic, he would recite the Holy Quran during the day and perform tawaf the whole night. He had friendship with a righteous person who entrusted 10,000 dinars to his Khurasani friend and went on a journey. When he returned from his journey, he was informed that his Khurasani friend had passed away. He went to his heirs and asked for his dinars, but they said that they did not know about them. The pious person then mentioned this event to the Islamic scholar in Makkatul Mukarramah. They said that they were hopeful that the deceased Khurasani would be a heaven dweller. They advised the pious person to go to the well of Zamzam after midnight and call his deceased friend in these words, peeping into the well of Zamzam. O Khurasani, I entrusted something to you. Where is it? He would reply. The pious person did as he was advised, but received no reply from inside the Zamzam well. He then contacted the Islamic scholars of Makkatul Mukarramah and informed them of the situation. Expressing sadness, they said that perhaps the Khurasani person was not among those people who are blessed with heaven. Otherwise, his soul would have been in the well of Zamzam. The scholars then advised the pious person, now go to Yemen where there is a well called Barhut. After you reach the well of Barhut, call him in the same way. The well lies in the corner of hell. The souls of hell dwellers are in it. Hence, he went to Yemen and called him, peeping into the well of Barhut. O Khurasani, I entrusted something to you. Where is it? The pious person said that after some time, he heard the voice of the deceased Khurasani friend. He asked him, how have you come here? You were very pious and ascetic. The Khurasani replied, I had a disabled sister whom I did not use to take care of and broke off relations with her. That's why all my acts of worship were ruined and I am being tormented now. The pious person then asked him of the dinars which he entrusted to him. The Khurasani replied that they were buried in such and such a corner of his home. The deceased Khurasani asked him to go there and dig it out. Hence, the pious person went to the home of the deceased Khurasani, dug his dinars out, and went to the home of his sister of the deceased Khurasani. He provided for her and she became happy. Afterwards, the pious person went to the Zamzam well in Makkatul Mukarramah and called his friend, peeping into the well. The deceased Khurasani replied, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, I have attained salvation from the well of Barhut and now I am in the well of Zamzam in peace and comfort. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, not treating relatives well, especially sisters, and being careless of their rights bring about great destruction, and due to the curse of the destruction, a person's righteous deeds are also destroyed. The above mentioned parable contains Madani pearls, especially for those who offer salah and observe fast regularly, perform Hajj and Umrah, spend generously in the way of Allah Almighty, donate generously in the construction of masajid and madaris, perform lots of Madani activities, spend their mornings and evenings presenting the call towards righteousness, do good to the poor and the needy, spend on friends, do good to them and help them in their bad times. Not only themselves live a luxurious and comfortable life, but they also provide their children with expensive cars, villas, scooters, computers, laptops, iPads, tablets, smartphones, and other items of luxury and comfort. They pay their huge fees happily, spend money lavishly in their marriages, But regretfully, they do not like to treat their needy relatives well, fulfill their needs. Surely, it is totally against the Islamic teachings. In this matter, the fine and flawless character of our beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is something we should follow. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated his milk sister with great kindness and affection. Let's listen to some faith refreshing glimpses of it. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated his milk sister in the following manners. Number one, he stood up for her. Number two, he sat her down on his blessed chadar after spreading it. And number three, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said this, ask, you will be bestowed, intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's act of treating his milk sister well is sufficient to make every brother realize that sisters deserve time, love and good treatment. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, the love of the world is such a trap of shaitan, in which when a person is trapped, he stops performing righteous deeds. For example, first he stops performing mustahab acts, then becomes heedless of the sunnahs. After this, he gets into the bad habit of leaving farz and wajib. And then gradually, he gets into the habit of performing haram acts. He starts spending his life by telling lies, committing backbiting, hurting the feeling of others, listening to songs and music and different types of haram and impermissible deeds. In addition, it has also been noticed, the one who is usually very busy with the world forgets his relatives. The one who is very busy with the world loses sincere friends. The one who is very busy with the world starts considering the poor to be inferior. The one who is very busy with the world becomes stingy. The one who is very busy with the world suffers from the disaster of arrogance. The one who is very busy with the world does not listen to advice. The one who is very busy with the world is unable to differentiate between halal and haram. And he remains heedless of the rights of bondmen along with the rights of Allah Almighty. The one who is very busy with the world falls victim to thieves, plunderers and robbers. The one who is very busy with the world suffers many different types of disasters. In short, if the one who is very busy with the world knew the reality of the world, he would never take interest in it. The reality of the world has been stated in different blessed ayahs of the Holy Quran. In ayah 20 of Surah Al-Hadid, part 27, it is stated, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, you should know that the life of this world is nothing but a play and an amusement, an adornment. And you boasting amongst yourselves and the desire to surpass each other in wealth and children. Regarding the above mentioned blessed ayah, it is stated in Siratul Jinan. The reality of the world is being mentioned in this ayah that Muslims do not take interest in it because the worldly benefit is very less and it finishes very quickly. In this ayah, Allah Almighty has mentioned five things about this world. Number one and two, the life of the world is just fun and frolic and keep working hard only to get it is nothing but a waste of time. Number three, the life of this world is the name of elegance and adornment. Number four and five, the life of this world is the name of being arrogant with each other and having excess over one another regarding wealth and children. When this is the state of the world and it contains such evils, so instead of taking interest in this world and making efforts to get it, we should be busy with those deeds which can make our hereafter better. Those who break off relations with their relatives for the love of the world and the wealth of this world will face disgrace and humiliation on the Day of Judgment. Let's listen to a parable about it and learn a lesson. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the earth will spit out its beloved ones who will be like the pillars of gold and silver. Seeing it, a murderer will say, I murdered because of it. One who broke off relations will say, I broke off relations because of it, because of wealth. Seeing it, a thief will say, my hand was cut because of this wealth. Then all of them will leave the wealth and no one will get anything from it. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard? The love of the world and the wealth of this world are so destructive that they compel a person to break off relations with the relatives. So we still have time. We should come to ourselves and get rid of the love of the world and the wealth of this world. We should get out of the bad habit of becoming sullen on trivial matters. We should be soft-hearted for our relatives. If any of our relatives apologizes to us, we, instead of being proud of our wealth or post, should not delay forgiving them. Whether we are millionaires or billionaires, we should make reconciliation with our displeased relatives ourselves and deserve to get the reward in the hereafter. We should not become heedless in fulfilling their rights. We should make true repentance of breaking off relations with relatives without any shar'i reason forever. In order to attain this thought, we should associate ourselves with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a Madani movement of the devotees of Rasul, and start performing the 12 Madani activities of the Zaili Halqa regularly. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Once, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was mentioning the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and during this he said, every such person who breaks off relations should leave our gathering. A young man stood up and went to his paternal aunt, with whom he had a long-standing quarrel. When they both were reconciled, the paternal aunt asked the young man, you go and ask the reason for it. Why did it happen? That is, what is the wisdom of the announcement made by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu? When the young man went and asked about it, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I have heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this, the nation which has someone who breaks off relations, the mercy of Allah Almighty does not descend to that nation. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard? Muslims in the past used to be very Allah fearing. Due to the fear of Allah Almighty, the fortunate young man immediately went to his aunt and reconciled with her. All Muslims should think who they are angry with in their families. When they discover, they should immediately reconcile with their displeased relatives, provided that there is no shar'i reason. If you have to show humility to them, so do it for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. You will get eminence. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, one who becomes humble for Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty bestows eminence upon him. An excellent way of attaining the Madani thought to treat relatives well is to associate yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami, the Madani movement of the devotees of Rasul, is serving Islam all around the world, approximately in 107 departments. One of them is Majlis Madani Inamat. According to the wish of Amir-e Ahl-e-Sunnat, Majlis Madani Inamat has been established to make Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters, male and female students of Jamiatul Madina and Madarisul Madina practicing and to persuade them to act upon Madani Inamat. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat has said, may all Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters practice Madani Inamat regularly besides performing other fard and sunan acts. May all responsible Islamic brothers of Dawat-e-Islami also spread the booklets of Madani Inamat in their halkas. May all Muslims start acting upon Madani Inamat sincerely and be blessed with the greatest gift of being in the neighborhood of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus by the grace of Allah Almighty for the betterment of the grave and the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom.